really abruptly. Yep. There we
there go.
Okay. So here we are on Free Talk Live. And as I mentioned, you can call the show, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype ID is lrn.fm. So add us as a contact, and then you can call us after that. And our website, freetalklive.com, where you find all kinds of cool features, but we'll tell you about those a little bit later. First, I've got a story that I want to talk about. Mark, you brought this in for show prep, and I heard the headline and thought this was very interesting, and no doubt it's going to spark a lot of discussion. So tell me about what 29% of registered voters believe is just around the corner.
Well, according to CNSNews.com, and I always like to preface conservative CNS News by saying that, you know, there's some spin involved in this website, but even these, you know, they can't spin the facts. So, you know, just keep it in mind here. This is, by the way, their little byline is the right news right now.
Yep.
Poll, 29% of registered voters believed armed revolution might be necessary in the next few years.
Oh, my.
29% of registered voters think that an armed revolution might be necessary in the next few years in order to protect liberties, according to a Public Mind poll by Fairleigh Dickinson University. The poll, which surveyed 863 registered voters, had a margin of error of 3.4. plus or minus, focused on both gun control and the possibility of a need for an armed revolution in the United States to protect liberty. Because this is what we're often told, you know, ultimately there's this undercurrent of the Second Amendment that...
Gotta water the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants, right?
Indeed, that the Second Amendment really isn't a hunting amendment. It isn't a personal protection amendment. It is an amendment to ultimately kill those in control. And...
Because the right to life isn't a liberty.
But I think the answer to that is that's correct. I mean, I think that was ultimately why it was written into the Constitution. Wouldn't you agree?
I mean, there's that cliche that goes around where it's, if the First Amendment doesn't work anymore, use the Second. I think, was that written with that in mind? Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but yeah.
And so the survey asked whether respondents agreed, disagreed, neither agreed, nor disagreed, or didn't know. How can you know if you neither agree nor disagree? Anyway.
Maybe you could have a nuanced perspective on it.
I suppose. Or refuse to respond to the statement. In the next few years, an armed revolution might be necessary in order to protect our liberties. 29% said they agreed. 47% said they disagreed. 18% said they neither agreed nor disagreed. And 5% said they were unsure. 1% refused to respond. They were loading their guns.
Yeah. Or they were scared that was going to get them on a list.
I can't answer that question.
But that's really interesting because, so you said 49 or 47% said that they disagreed
yeah.
with the statement. So it's not even half of people saying, no, there's no way that this is necessary.
Well, I think that...
not even half of people are taking a strong stance against violence or whatever, you know.
I want to know what people were like prior to, you know, just a few hundred years ago. What did they say to things like this? Did they think the world was going to end soon? Did they think that we were going to be, dashed into a sort of apocalyptic situation? And I think it's because technology has increased so quickly that we just don't feel comfortable with it. That things could return to some level primitivism, that's a better term, in the next couple of years. Like,
really?
For instance, let me defend my statement.
Okay.
So, you're in the 16th century, you're in the 18th century, so the 1700s. If you were to be dashed back 200 years in time, how would your life markedly change?
I think it would be much worse.
Right, but from the 17th, you know, from the 18th century to the 16th century, what would change about your life if you were moved 200 years back in the past, if sort of society was?
But at that point, I don't think much.
Not much, but if you were to move 200 years into the past right now, you would not have locomotives. Right. I mean, steam engines wouldn't be in existence. And I think that people are kind of attracted to this storytelling. And, you know, obviously some people are preparing for it. I've got stored food at my house simply because I don't know what the future brings. And I think that it's something that people are kind of, you know, concerned with. And this is along that line, you know, this armed revolution thing. I think we're a long ways from it, personally, so, but
people are saying it's going to happen within the next 5 years, right?
Yeah, those 29% of them, yes.
That's pretty fast, quick.
It's a third of people think it could happen in the next 5 years, and
you know,
Obama's term's over in basically 3.5. So
right,
I don't know. Oftentimes they allude to here's the numbers broken out by Republicans and Democrats, by the way, and I think this is an important aspect.
I was just going to ask about that. Yeah.
18. So I'm just going to give you the numbers of the apocalypters. Okay?
Yeah, the ones that think the big one's coming.
18% of Democrats, 27% of Independents, 44% of Republicans.
That's interesting.
Democrats least likely to believe that we're going to be, you know, thrown into some kind of civil war.
But still, 18% of Democrats think that. That really surprises me. That's very high percentages on all fronts, I think.
Yeah,
and 44% of Republicans. That's almost half.
I'm so disappointed that the lack of, I mean, you know, everybody brags about how technologically advanced we are and how much smarter we are today, when how uninventive to think we have to go to guns and we have to go to violence, you know, to handle
this.
Yeah, I agree
with
that. I mean, that's
And I don't think
pathetic.
It's going to be very successful.
No, of course not.
I mean, no. I just don't think my experience is, and I've been, you know, I've read about these things as best I can, and it seems like armed revolution is getting less and less successful over time, and nonviolent revolution is getting more and more successful over time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the idea of, but like, really, you're going to shoot the local cop guy? You're going to, who are you fighting against in this civil war? I mean, so many of these people love the military at the same time. They're going to shoot 20-year-olds that signed up to, you know, maybe make a better life for themselves, get some college?
Yeah, I think that position doesn't really make sense. And from what we've heard on this show so far, because sometimes people will call in and advocate armed revolution or some other kind of violence, and usually when we talk to them, they don't have exactly a clear idea of how it's really specifically going to go. Like, when you ask them questions like that, are you going to shoot the military? Are you going to shoot your local sheriff? Who exactly are you going to kill? It's hard for them to answer those questions.
Right. You're not going to be shooting rubber bullets in this war. It's not going to be beanbag guns.
Yeah,
right.
And that's part of it, too, is a lot of these people that advocate for armed revolution, I'd put pretty good money on it that most of them have never fired a gun at another person, you know what I mean, let alone killed them.
Are you speaking as someone who has, right?
Yes, I'm speaking as someone that has killed quite a few, and
in the military, we should clarify.
Yeah, I was in the military. I mean, because the instant you do that, and nothing can prepare you for that feeling. In fact, I don't want to judge, but I question the humanity of somebody who can shoot another human being and not puke after they do it. In fact, it's so common, it's almost a military-like term that they give you that name after you do it, because everybody theoretically does it, or at least I think maybe they should, because it's just a disgusting act. So, yeah, I think this is pathetic that these people are so uninventive.
Well, Brian has some strong opinions about this, but what do you think? Do you think armed revolution is necessary? Do you think it's imminent in the next 5 years? Let us know. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And me, Mark.
Me, Mark.
Me, Mark.
He's back. He comes out sometimes. The number to call us tonight if you want to get in touch with the show. Maybe you have thoughts on this whole violent revolution thing that we talked about in the last segment. Apparently 29% of registered voters think this is a great idea, or maybe that at least that it's necessary and also that it's imminent within the next 5 years. Let us know what you think about that. 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. Now, these are, you know, all kinds of prescription medications, heart, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand in order to bring you up to 75% off. There's independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. Speaking of generics, you can get $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. You compare that to $25 a pill in the U.S., they're Pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. I have confidence because I know the guy who owns Save-On Meds and have known him most of my life. More than my adult life. Since I was 12, I've known him. You can call for a free quote and information. It's Save-On Meds. I'll give you the telephone number here. But, you know, they get some call volume and... make sure you leave a message, because they'll call you back. If it was important enough to call, it's important enough to leave a message. 888-6969-363. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363.
Great. Okay. And let's go to the Skype, gentlemen. I believe we have a Skype caller coming in. Hey, Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Whoa, getting some background noise there.
Hello. Sorry about that. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling about whether I think an armed revolution is going to happen in the near future.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
I'd have to say no. I hope not anyway.
Okay.
I personally...
yeah, I'm with you.
I personally couldn't take up arms against someone that isn't aggressing against me currently.
Well, it sounds like if there is an armed revolution, they'd probably be aggressing against you currently pretty quickly.
Well, I guess I would have to defend myself at that point, but I wouldn't be the one to start such a thing.
Now, Ron, just to play devil's advocate, I think that there are some people who would say, and, you know, just based on this argument, I agree with them, that government is aggressing against us all the time. Even if they're not, in that moment pointing a gun at you, every action that they do is backed by the threat of force. So if you don't comply, you know, if you don't... pull over when a cop pulls you over, if you don't pay your taxes, eventually, if you keep non-complying, there's going to be some force that comes down on you. So what do you say in response to that?
I would say that if I immediately felt threatened, that I would have to, I would have to defend myself, but I wouldn't. If I was in a situation where I was pulled over by a police officer or someone was knocking at my door, and I saw that there was a bunch of guys with guns outside, I'd have to throw up my hands.
So you said if somebody was threatening you, you would defend yourself. But are you talking about like a private criminal, like a robber or a home invader or something like that?
If I knew if it was a police officer for certain, then I would have to say that I'd lay down my guns. But if any other situation... I don't know. If I felt immediately threatened, I'd have to take care of it.
You know, I kind of wonder in this, it's hard to think about these scenarios because we aren't faced with them, and I can see you'd be thinking.
It is really hard. It's hard to cover every possible situation.
Yeah. You're either ready to shoot or you're not, and I hear you not being ready to shoot, and I'm glad. If it goes into this war that I'm hearing them say that it's going to be against the government, because, you know, if you're trying to change the government, then obviously it would be a war of the citizens against the government, which...
isn't going to go well.
I don't know how it's going to go. The government's going to have a lot of...
Wait a minute. It wouldn't be citizens, right? Citizens are somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return
for... Once the government aggresses against you, you're no longer a citizen, I guess. But,
sure.
You know, the United States people...
Yeah.
You know, once that happens, the people certainly outnumber the government, but the government has all the superior weapons. But then again, you know, there's going to be a lot of sympathizers one way or the other, and the other. Because,
well, apparently, according to this poll, there's going to be a lot of sympathizers on the people's side.
Well, do you see that there's people in the government, they have mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. Many of those people are not working for the government, so
yeah,
they're going to either sympathize with their friends and neighbors who are fighting against the government, or their friends and neighbors who aren't going to fight against the government because they sympathize with the person who's working for the government.
Yeah.
So this is why I tend to think these things aren't going to happen. We're so far from this. Last night we were talking about people being able to break their oath to the military and simply, you know, leave when they felt like leaving.
Right.
And we had people calling in suggesting that a 10-month sentence for doing this was not enough. And we had one
ridiculous
guy suggest that we should put people on point in the military and then shoot them. So, I mean,
wow.
I don't think we're anywhere near this.
What was that, Ron?
friendly fire is not always accidental.
Right. That was his statement was, you know, I wish I still had the chance to keep that guy on the line, because I should have asked him how many times, because he said he was in the military, and how many times have you done that? How many people have you shot that you disagreed with on some particular point of minutia?
I think about talking to somebody like that, and I feel a little scared, you know, because obviously they're willing to use violence if you do something that they don't like.
You know, I think everybody's just wanting to be a hero, and this is going to sound cliche what I'm about to say, but I think that in a world of violence, the peaceful person's the real hero.
I really believe that.
Yeah.
But you have to, I think there's more to it than that. You have to understand violence and have used violence and then eschew it in order to have the strength of a nonviolent conviction. You have to put it aside in your mind. You don't actually have to have used violence physically, but I think that helps. But you have to understand the pain and injury it causes.
Oh, I think there needs to be an understanding. Otherwise, it looks just like, maybe it looks just like a video game. I don't know. Now, I'm not saying video games make people violent, but I think there might be some truth to that you have to have some understanding, but that's what's scary, is that people don't understand what it means when another person loses their life. I mean, like Ron said, sickening. Sickening.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Ron, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live or on Skype at lrn.fm. By the way, Ron had a profile picture on Skype that said armed and peaceful. I thought that was cute.
Nice.
A poll here apparently found that 38% of Americans who believed a revolution might be necessary support additional gun control legislation, compared with 62% of those who didn't think it was
armed. Isn't that interesting?
So they think an armed revolution might be necessary, but they support gun control legislation.
Wow. Now, that's confusing.
I don't understand this thing all
I don't know
around.
What's real.
Well, let's see if our caller knows.
I'd like to point out, bulletproof vests, which, you know, most cops are wearing, they don't stop knives. So, you know, if there's a full-on revolt, cops can't shoot everybody.
Yeah. You know, something that somebody said last week, I believe it was Mike who called in and said, you know, they couldn't even find one guy with house-to-house searches in Boston. How would they actually implement martial law? That made me think a little bit.
They shoot up a lot of cars and trucks.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and BF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother. Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Check out our website. It's freetalklive.com. And on the website, we give away a number of things for free, including MP3 archives of our old shows. The most recent 7 days worth of shows are right there at the top of the website. And so you can click and download and share, do whatever you want with them. It's all open source, and we love it when you share with your friends. And if you want archives going further back in time, check out archives.freetalklive.com for archives going all the way back to 2006.
So 29% of people said that here in the United States polled said that they believe that an armed revolution might be necessary in order to restore liberty. If this happens, you're going to need some stored food. I just mentioned that I have some at my house. That's, yeah. That's a segue. There's radio talk.
Very good.
If you go to food.freetalklive.com, you will see the brand that I have chosen. And there's a reason that I've chosen that brand. It's the Legacy Premium brand. And it's because it's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. They're the only one that shines the light in any one of these areas. And you can get it for less than $1.50 a meal. Just go there, take a look at food.freetalklive.com. You'll see the mega sampler pack, and it will give you every variety that that Legacy Premium has, every type of food they have there, every flavor, every meal. And you can try them and enjoy them, get what you want. Don't get what you don't want the next time when you order. It's a great deal at less than $1.50 a meal, and it's, you know, well worth having. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Well, what else do you need? Free shipping on all orders. Food.freetalklive.com.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And you can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE if you have thoughts on armed revolution or something else that's on your mind. Right now, I think we're going to go to, I guess you could call him a special guest. I think Rich Paul is on the line calling from the Keen Spiritual Retreat. Is that right? Rich, do we have you there?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Rich, welcome to the show. And I never got to tell you, but I'm really sorry to hear what happened, with your case and everything, which is why you're calling from jail right now. Do you want to give a quick recap for our audience who isn't familiar with what's been going on for you recently?
Sure. I'm not actually sure who I'm talking to, but...
Oh, this is Stephanie. Yeah, you're...
Oh, hey, Stephanie.
Yeah, it's a Sunday show. It's Stephanie, and Brian's here, and Mark is here as well.
Oh, groovy. Well, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm currently chilling at the spiritual retreat. I've been convicted now of 4 counts of delivery of marijuana and 1 count of delivery of purported LSD, which was, they say I purported it to be LSD. I actually didn't. It was 2CI,
right,
which is a form of acid, but not LSD. And I referred to it as acid.
And... Yeah, you went with a jury nullification approach in your court case, which didn't work out so well. You ended up being found guilty on all of these charges, which I was super disappointed to see. I mean, I don't know if you heard any of the show tonight, Rich. Maybe you can't even listen from jail, but we were talking earlier tonight about how there are all these people out there, apparently like a third of registered voters believe that armed revolution is not just necessary to secure liberty, but also imminent. And... these people on a jury couldn't even nullify a drug case where you obviously didn't hurt anyone, and you were being completely upfront about what you were doing, and even refused to sell certain drugs to the undercover cop that, you know, you thought were too harmful. You said they were bad juju. So
yeah, he asked me for Oxy, and I was like, no, I don't touch that. But
yeah.
You know, in looking at it from a spiritual angle and being in a spiritual retreat, maybe I could call it karma, because I was called for jury duty in Tampa, Florida.
Oh,
and I didn't show up because I'm anti-authoritarian, and it never. And I didn't know at the time about jury nullification. But by God, I know that if I had landed on a drug case's jury, that I would have nullified, but I didn't stir myself out of the house to show up for jury duty. And I think that may be a lot of the reason that we don't see more nullification is that the anti-authoritarian people out there, the kind of people who would nullify, don't show up when they're called for jury duty, because
they don't like
being told what to do.
Perhaps they just don't get put on juries either. I mean, I think that if somebody knew that I was a talk radio host and that I was associated with the Free State Project, they probably wouldn't want me on the jury. They want the most obedient people they possibly can, the prosecutors do anyway. But, Rich, I mean, even if it is some kind of karma or anything, I don't think that's proportionate to, you know, just skipping a jury duty. I hope you don't beat yourself up over that.
No, I don't. Actually, what I look at it as is an opportunity. I mean, the biggest thing, according to Kathleen Converse, who sat on a jury that did nullify a drug charge,
right?
One of the things that made that possible was that the judge in that particular case gave excellent jury instructions. The judge in my case gave terrible jury instructions.
Right. But what can you do about that? I mean, you can't exactly complain or ask for a new judge, right?
Actually, I can. That's what an appeal is for.
I see.
We believe that the jury instructions that this judge gave actually contradicted the right of jury nullification, which is now in the law in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, if I recall from what I was following about the case, he said something like, you know, you have to do what I say or something, right?
Yeah, he said that. At another point in the jury instructions, the phrase existed that the jury was required to act on the law as it was and not the law as they thought it should be.
Mm.
Now,
yeah, that is contrary to the law.
So jury nullification is part of the law. It's not technically false to say that, but because he didn't say anything about jury nullification and the fact that it, too, is part of the law in New Hampshire, it sounded like he was explicitly saying, don't nullify.
Yeah.
There's another part of the jury instructions where he said that if the state has not proven its case, you must convict. Or, I'm sorry, if the state has not proven its case, you must acquit. And if the state has proven all the evidence or all the elements of the crime, that you should convict. If jury nullification is considered right, then that should is too strong. It should have been you may convict, or you should convict unless you believe that the law is unjust. So what I so the next step is to go to appeal, because remember, trial courts are nearly always very conservative in what they do.
Yeah.
And all of the good decisions for liberty that come out, that do come out, come from appeals courts.
That's true.
And they're nearly always convicted defendants who have appealed, and that's exactly the position I'm in now. So I'm currently raising money for an appeal, and if I win my appeal and that judge and that jury instruction is found to be defective, then that precedent will bind not only my judge in Keene, but it will bind every judge in New Hampshire who is faced by who is faced with a defendant who is arguing for nullification. So that would be huge. It would make it settled law on our side, saying that the judge has to cooperate effectively in jury nullification. So,
Rich, let me just get one thing clear. You have not been sentenced as of yet, right?
I have not yet been sentenced. And, you know, the other side is I could deal away my appeal by saying, you know, give me a sentence with no jail time and I won't.
Won't
appeal, but that's really not what I want to do. I want the appeal because I want
Rich,
jury instruction for every jury.
Hold the line, if you would. I've got more questions for you. We're talking with Rich Paul, calling from jail, about his most recent case. 855-450-FREE if you have thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. We're glad you're joining us this evening. And in the studio tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website, freetalklive.com. There you're going to find the subdomain news.freetalklive.com, where you can connect with the show on social media and also sign up for our email updates list in case you want to know the big news about Free Talk Live. And if you want to get updates, you know, live stuff during the show, articles that we talk about, links that we want to share, then connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. And it's all there at news.freetalklive.com.
In 2 weeks' time, we're going to be broadcasting live from San Jose, California, for the Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments Conference. You can find it at bitcoin2013.com. And this conference, there's going to be experts from all over the universe of Bitcoin talking about what they think, you know, the future holds for Bitcoins. And I think that Bitcoins are going to change the future. And this is going to be a very important conversation going to be had at this conference. I recommend going, especially if you're looking to do some networking or, you know, get in the ground floor of different types of businesses in this new and exciting field. That's my opinion. Your opinion may vary, but if you agree similarly, it's worth going to Bitcoin2013.com and getting registered right now. We're going to be there from May 17th through the 19th, broadcasting live all 3 days from California. It's going to be really exciting. Steph, you're going to be with me.
Yes.
Brian,
I'm
you
so
too.
Excited.
I will be there.
Bitcoin2013.com.
Cannot wait. All right, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, or you can call on Skype at lrn.fm. But right now we're going to bring Rich Paul right back on, because I know, Rich, you're calling from jail, and it costs per minute, so thank you for holding through. I hope you can still talk to us. And
I sure can.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Ian's paying for it, so thanks, Ian.
Yes, thanks, Ian.
Ian loves to pay for calls from jail. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he understands how it can be. Yep. Probably kind of lonely when you're in there, right? I mean, Rich, I'm glad you were able to call in tonight. So, okay, I have a couple of questions. You know, just to recap really quick, you're in jail because you got convicted on some charges of drug distribution, felony charges. You have not been sentenced yet, but you took a jury nullification approach during your trial, which didn't work out. And you're saying that you think the judge, and I agree, didn't really follow New Hampshire law in terms of explaining that the jury had the option to nullify if they disagreed with the laws. And since the judge did not do that, you're going to use that as the basis for appeal. And I'm wondering... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was wondering if you said you're collecting money for an appeal. Are you collecting, like, legal help? Because I know we have some attorneys who listen to the show. How could people get in touch with you? How can they help out?
Well, the best way to... I don't actually know where PayPal or Bitcoin donations are being accepted. I know that if you, mail a check to the Keene Activist Center address, that it will get to me.
So basically,
we'll
you
get
need
the
to
information.
Contact Ian.
Yeah, we'll get the information, and we'll mention it here in the next few minutes as soon as we can.
Gotcha. Okay. So
yeah, that would be great, because I had my own stuff set up, but I can't access
you're
it
in jail.
Now that I'm in here.
I guess looking
back, collecting the money,
that may, not
I don't
have,
know who.
That may not have been the best question to ask the guy who's in jail, what's going on in the outside world. But, Rich, I'm curious about another thing, which is, you know, after your convictions came down, I felt really discouraged, and I was kind of concerned the whole time about this jury nullification approach. I just didn't really, I felt really skeptical that a jury was going to acquit based on jury nullification, even though we have seen it happen once before in New Hampshire, and there was a lot of jury outreach before it. Juries are still part of the system. I mean, it's still working within the system, which maybe we don't agree to the rules, but we're kind of forced to play by. And so, you know, I felt concerned for you that the jury was not going to nullify. How are you feeling on that front? Are you kind of losing interest in being in the system at all? Or is there any kind of, do you wish you had taken a plea? Tell me more.
No, I really, at this point, I don't regret what's happened.
Rich, before you go on, I want to mention that this plea that they offered you was for zero jail time. So, I mean,
was it really?
Yeah, it was. So he took a very principled stand here, and we don't know what he's going to be sentenced to. They could sentence him to a lifetime in prison for these charges, up to like 80 years or something.
Yeah,
that is possible. That is definitely possible, but I think it's highly unlikely. I would make the argument that would be a violation of the Sixth Amendment, because basically imposing more punishment on me than the plea deal that I was offered would basically, the additional punishment would be for demanding due process of law by going to trial.
I hope that's true, and I hope you can push that, because I think that's a great point. But you'd think that somewhere along the line somebody had pushed that point before, and I mean, that's why they call it
a plea deal.
It
happen, right? With Ian's case, you know, he got offered a plea deal that was less than what he actually got when he was ended up being sentenced, and he didn't take the plea deal. And, you know, this could have been punishment for not taking the plea deal. Right?
And I would say that effectively it is, but in order to make that argument and have it stick, you'd have to set it up at the sentencing.
Right.
And by basically making the argument that the sentence should be equal to the plea deal, which was no time, and then it would really be an appeals court again that would have to make that determination.
Right.
Now, there's been some talk that some of the Porcupine legislators may actually introduce into law the idea that you can't buy a plea from somebody with a hunk of his own life. So that's another thing that could come out of this. But, you know, generally trial courts, like I said, are very conservative, and appeals courts, if anybody makes new law, it's generally the appeals court. I've actually got to sign off the phone. I wanted to say one more thing, which is my understanding is there's about 5,000, at least 5,000 Free Talk Live listeners out there somewhere.
Probably
so
more.
If you send a dollar, it'll cover the appeal.
Yeah, and mailtojail.com is collecting for Rich, so mailtojail.com. Rich, I don't know if you got to go, that's okay, but if you can hold any longer, Ian may want to talk to you during the next break. So thanks, Rich.
Whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, whatever you're able to do.
So, I mean, you know, we certainly would appreciate any help that we can get for Rich, but it mostly is going to come down in dollars and cents. He had a public defender for his trial and certainly wasn't as involved as anyone could be in that, but he's not going to be able to have a public defender for the
Freudian slip.
Sorry,
public offender
for the appeal, and so he's going to need dollars, and that's all there is to it. And it's not like he's had many. I mean, he's he's been essentially unable to work. His job was agorist supply of people's medicine for some time, and then when he got arrested, he couldn't do that any longer. So
right.
That's really why.
It's hard to get a job as a felon, too. That's the other thing.
Well, he isn't yet a felon.
Right.
But he's out on bond.
He's been convicted.
Well,
but
yes,
it could be
he's
overturned
today
on appeal.
But he's the time he's been a felon, he's been in jail, and they always give you a job there.
Right.
So that hasn't been a problem.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, gentlemen. Well, you can call at 855-450-FREE if you have opinions on the Rich Paul case or anything else.
It's interesting what he pointed out here that really, the idea of the plea bargain itself is the plea deal is it's unconstitutional. It's cruel and unusual, or it's just wrong.
I love what you have to say about plea deals. Can you go over that?
Yeah. So first off, I think plea deals are bad because they only help two people. They only help guilty criminals and government bureaucrats whose job it is to do what they're not doing.
Yeah.
A plea deal gets a government bureaucrat out of doing their job. So why in the world would we as the American public accept that? Why do we want guilty people getting lesser sentences and government employees who we pay to do a job to not do that job? So this is stupid, first off, is the plea bargaining system. It harms people who are innocent because they're offered, the charges are piled up and they're offered this deal and they're scared to death they're going to get something worse, like potentially could happen with Rich here. He was offered a deal, a plea bargain of 0 days in jail. Now, it was a felony conviction. He'd have probation and all that other stuff, but 0 days in jail. And now, at the very least, he is in jail for until he gets sentenced. So he's worse off by taking it to trial because he believed he was innocent. And that's a terrible thing to do to somebody. And that's not justice.
No.
The judicial system really doesn't seem very interested in justice.
Right. It's all a big game, and you're kind of forced to play it. So 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That's our phone number if you want to get in touch with us tonight. Hour 2 is coming up. If you're on hold, stick around. This is Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.